This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. I'm really glad you're joining us here this afternoon at AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester. Sunday, it is the Bills. It is the Bears. Gino, I give myself a little bit of credit. I haven't gone all Bears homer, Bears fandom on the air. I've been trying to be as objective as possible.
Because you're not worried about this game, that's why.
That's you not think true.
It is true.
Any Bears fan, it's the NFL. It's the NFL, and I saw what the Bills did to the Vikings earlier this year. Don't think for a second I don't think that could happen with Mitch Trubisky, my friend.
You saw the Bears lose to Miami. You saw the Bears lose to the Packers. Yeah, I guess anything could happen.
She is the co-host of Spain and Fitz. You hear her voice every evening right after the sports bar. Sarah Spain making her inaugural visit here into the sports bar. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Sarah, appreciate your time today. Bills, Bears, we figured out it'd be fun because we know you're a Bears fan from your background. When you look at this Bills team this year...
Do I have to?
Well, we're trying to find positives here. And just were the Bears in this situation kind of, sort of, last year with a rookie quarterback and an offense? I mean, how the Bears built their team, could you say there's a parallel between last year's Bears and this year's Bills in terms of get the quarterback and then get the pieces around him?
Okay, sure. I will say though that you're a team that made the postseason, and even though you kind of snuck your way in, it's been a long time since the Bears made the playoffs. And this is a team that was really rebuilding from every position. I thought that the Bills were in a better position to grow than what we've seen from last year to this year, even with a hopefully promising rookie quarterback. It's been a little uglier than I think any of us expected, and the fact that we cannot get rid of the Peterman, no matter how hard we try, no matter who we bring in, I believe you guys are on pace to set your fewest points per season record.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's quite the same. Although I will say that we could not get a read on Mitch Trubisky last year, in part because he just had no weapon, whether it was via injuries or losing guys to free agency. There was no indication that whatever offense he was running and who he was throwing to were giving us a good window into what he might be. This year is a much better view. I feel confident in the play calling and maybe less confident in the quarterbacking. And so the jury's still kind of out on whether we found our guy in Trubisky, which I imagine you guys feel the same way as well.
Oh, absolutely. And Sarah, the reason why I think there are a lot of parallels between where the Bears are this year versus where they were last year and where the Bills are this year and where they might be next year is I'll always remember, and my co-host was with me on draft night, when the Bears traded up to get Mitch Trubisky. I was outraged. I was out of my mind. I'm sure you felt the same way. What are they doing? This is crazy. It was confusing. You didn't really understand it. But then you think about it, and once the wave of emotion kind of fades away, you start to think of it logically. And you're like, all right, well, what they did was they went and they got their guy, and they spent what they needed to spend to get the guy that they believe can take them into the future. They realized that they didn't have the head coach aligned with the guy that they had for the future, so they moved on from the head coach. Now, I don't see that happening in Buffalo in terms of Sean McDermott not being the guy to lead the Bills into the future, but I certainly know that my co-host felt the exact same way on draft night this year when the Bills selected Josh Allen over Josh Rosen, and whether or not we have the right quarterbacks for the future, at least you see your teams making an effort in that direction and recognizing the importance of that position.
Yeah, you want to try something, and I'll tell you a way that, keeps me from losing my mind on draft day or when trades are made is I can't possibly presume to know more than the people who just spent months researching every option, right? And so I can be confused. I can be suspect. I could be, you know, questioning whether or not it's going to work out. But I find trouble being outraged about something when I have to assume that our GM knows more than I do about each of these guys and the system he wants to put them in and the coach he's going to play them with. And so I don't get outraged, but there are a lot of questions still to be answered about Trubisky. And we had Cutler for so long, though, and whenever people would say, oh, Cutler's the worst, let's get rid of Cutler, I'd say, okay, great. Yeah, let's do that. Who should we have? Mm-hmm. Who are we getting? Are we getting him in a trade? Are we getting him in a draft? Who's it going to be? What's our position? Who are you got your eye on? And if they couldn't name the person, then I would say, well, we're not necessarily better off just going to somebody else who's could be even worse. And we've certainly seen teams do that. So I like that they're addressing the position, and then you just got to fail fast. You got to figure out real quick whether you have it or whether you need to go looking again.
I think most Bills fans right now, given what they know, how this season has gone, would say to themselves, after all of the criticism he took last year, yeah, we would take Tyrod Taylor right now. He would give us a better chance to win than what we have going on this year.
Well, and you might have, there's jury still out statistics-wise on whether or not it's better for quarterbacks to learn in a system behind a successful quarterback for a year or so before they come in, or whether it's better to start them. There are examples of both that have been really successful. But, you know, that might have been a way to ease in a rookie, is have Tyrod there at least setting an example and playing within a system that he knew. So that was a questionable move.
She's the co-host of, co-host of Spain and Fitz. Sarah Spain, our guest here in the sports bar. Sarah, we've reached the gallows humor portion of the Bills season here, where if Nate Peterman goes out and does what he... I don't know if there's another... I'm worried, actually, about Nate Peterman, the person, because if this goes horribly wrong again for him on Sunday, at some point he's just going to get cut, and decades from now, people will refer to... It might become a verb, Peterman. I mean, we're trying to make sense of what the Bills are doing with this kid on the roster. I mean, Sarah, do you have any theories as to why he is still on an NFL roster?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. We were just talking about this on Spain and Fitz last night. Field Yates was filling in with me, and he said what was hard for him was when Peterman, after the terrible, terrible start before, said, you know, I'm more than a football player. And that's the kind of thing that you say when you think you're probably not going to be playing a lot more after that, right? You're trying to tell people, I realize that I'm not good at football, but I'm more than that. And then, sorry, but you're going to have to keep going and proving to people how bad you are. And that's where you worry about, you know, his mindset, like you said, or if he retires and becomes, you know, an endless joke. I don't know what to say. I think they're doing their best, other than, of course, Colin Kaepernick, who's, you know, untouchable, to go out and find other people, right? You know, they went out and signed Derek Anderson, who I thought was probably, you know, had his own car dealership at this point. We're hearing about Barkley coming in. So I think they're doing, you could start Terrell Pryor. Why not? He used to be a quarterback.
Well, I mean, Pryor would actually give you a chance to win. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that we're here, but Pryor has a better career passer rating than Nathan Peterman. He probably gives you a better chance to win. And of course, why would you start him? He's a wide receiver now. They're not going to do that. But Sarah, it's great having you on, and we know how limited your time is here. So I want to talk a little bit more about the Bears defense, because certainly it with the addition of Khalil Mack, and I'll go on record as saying before the Bears traded for Khalil Mack, I was saying, you know what, if he goes, whatever team gets Khalil Mack, they're going to pay too much for him, and they're going to have to invest too much to get him, and I don't know that I want that to be my team's problem. And then week one happened. I'm like, man, I'm so happy Khalil Mack is a Chicago Bear. I can't wait. What are you hearing about the health of Khalil Mack, and talk about the impact that he's made for this Bears defense? Was good last year. They were a top 10 defense last year. The addition of Mack has just made them that much better.
Yeah, I don't think we gave them enough credit, I think, because we were just so focused on what was going on with Mitch and with our lame duck coach. But the defense is absolutely, before even adding Mac, quite a unit. And health-wise, I think what we need to be worried about, I think it ended up being great that he sat for the game against the Jets. They didn't need him last week. And I don't know if that might be the best plan again for this week, is just to sit him if he's not 100%. Because this, no offense to you guys, seems to be a game where he might be able to sit and they can still get a W, as we're discussing Nate Peterman likely to start again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, entering this week, the Bears defense is ranked number one by Pro Football Focus. They, the pass rush has absolutely, even when Mac has been out, been giving people fits. And like you said, I'm really glad that the very first time we got to see him was that outing, because I think it made us feel a little better about the price tag. Right? We're like, well, if he does this every week, and he hasn't, but you know, if he can, if he makes everybody else better around him, because there's the threat of him doing that every week, it makes that price tag a little less offensive.
Sarah, how do you handicap the NFC Central between the Bears, Vikings, and Packers?
Man, this is such an interesting division. All of football right now, of course, I feel like every year we kind of get into this, but this year more than ever, it feels like there's just the top of the heap and then some really terrible teams, and then most of the NFL is in the middle. When the season started, I was expecting my team, my Bears, to have about 7 wins, and they do have a pretty tough chunk of their schedule still in front of them. So I think they're going to do better than that. They're already at 4-3, but they have outperformed my expectations. I thought the Vikings were going to be more consistently good than they've been. The Packers, whenever Aaron Rodgers is on the team, are always going to compete. And the Lions, I think I had them in the basement of the NFC North all along. But they're all so close to each other that if I had to guess, I would say the Packers and Vikings will be the ones dueling it out down the stretch, and that really is a matter of just can the coaching in Green Bay live up to the talent that they've got at the quarterback position, and can the Vikings consistently show up every week and perform the way they could based on what we saw from them last year? That's where I think it's going to come down to, is those two.
She is the co-host of Spain and Fitz, Sarah Spain, joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, also playing the role of Freddie Mercury on Halloween on Around the Horn. We'll ask you about how long you had to stay in the makeup chair for that, because that was pretty good. That was impressive. I'm curious, if you're a Bills fan looking for a matchup to exploit, the Bills defense is a top 10 defense this year, and the Bears offensive line lost a key piece last week late in that game against the Jets and Kyle Long. What does that loss of Kyle Long mean to the Bears offensive line, and can the Bills exploit that at all with their defense?
Well, he's obviously not just physically and football wise a massive piece, but as a leader of the team, and man, it stinks when it's that same guy that you've got suffering with these injuries season after season, and you can see it from his teammates whenever he goes out. I'm not sure exactly what the offensive line will look like without him. To me, it feels like Mitch Trubisky's legs have helped a ton in terms of covering up some of the issues at the offensive line. While his arm has left some things to be desired accuracy-wise, he has been absolutely killing it with his feet, and that's been really helpful. He looks great when he's scrambling. He looks comfortable when they give him a pocket. And so I don't anticipate it's being a huge problem for them to have Kyle Long on. I think Mitch will still make things easy on his offensive line with his ability to move.
How would you evaluate the first-year head coach, Matt Nagy?
I feel great about it. You know, it's still early, and there have been mistakes made. But if you look at, like, the one game I noticed it the most was against the Patriots, because I walk into a Patriots game thinking, I just want my team to not get worked. I don't want them to embarrass themselves. And it ended up being pretty close, but I was traveling, watching along on my phone, and then when I got home, I watched the game itself. And so the difference in my expectations of what things looked like by following along as they went back and forth and kept it close to what I actually saw, I was like, oh my gosh, Mitch is missing wide open guys everywhere. The number of missed balls that were overthrown or underthrown, and I'm thinking to myself, if he hits on all those, the Bears are winning this game, and Matt Nagy's game plan is so spot on. So I feel really good about Matt Nagy, not just as a play caller, but also just his vibe. He's a much younger guy. He's a much more casual.
We just got disconnected from Sarah Spain. I guess a hard out is a hard out. Oh, man.
Wow. That was good up until then. That's a first.
Do you think they have timers set on their phones at Bristol?
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, well, listen.
Think she'll call back?
Our time with Sarah is valuable time.
She has her show to prep for at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, you know what? If we don't get the chance to reconnect with Sarah, actually, she is calling us back here on the line. I'm assuming this is Sarah. Sarah, is that you? Did we lose you?
Yep.
We figured that the timers at Bristol are set on the phones, where if you have a hard out at 4:40, you're a hard out at 4:40.
Right, that's right.
Sarah, you know what? You were talking about Matt Nagy, and I think, you know, we get the point. You know, he's a breath of fresh air, and certainly given where the Bears were last year with John Fox, it does seem like that team is trending in the right direction. We'll look forward to Sunday as they come to town here to take on Buffalo. I wanted to make sure you had plenty of time to talk about where we can hear more of your work. Obviously, we hear you every evening here on ESPN Rochester as the co-host of Spain and Fitz, but we know you've got a lot going on ESPN proper everywhere. Share with everybody where they can hear, read, see more of your work.
Yeah, so Spain and Fitz, you said it, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern weeknights. The podcast called That's What She Said with Sarah Spain, it comes out every week. You can find it, of course, you know, iTunes, ESPN app, everything else. I'm usually on Around the Horn twice a week. And amazing enough, my makeup only took about a half hour yesterday.
Wow.
A lot of stuff was just glued on. You know, the gluing on of things took another 10 minutes. I gave my wig a haircut, and then I used that extra hair for my armpits and my chest. But yeah, it was a little less labor intensive than Izzy's Cardi B, which I think took him about 6 hours.
That was Izzy's Cardi B was impressive. In fact, we were kind of stumped. We're like, all right, who's Cardi B? Because we always have Around the Horn on in the studio with the sound muted, and we're like, who's Cardi? Oh yeah,
Frank Isola though is Francesa.
Oh my God,
great.
Frank Sessa.
Frank Sessa's good. Yeah.
I was having so much trouble not laughing when he'd be like, I'm not asleep. And we're back. So good. I write for ESPNW and occasionally do stuff for SportsCenter and Outside the Lines and all that good stuff.
Well, we know how busy you are. We know how valuable your time is, and we appreciate you not just giving us some of your time, but then calling back after the timer's at ESPN. Shut your phone off right at 4:40. You're hard out. You gave us a couple of extra minutes. Sarah, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We look forward to hearing you tonight.
Enjoy the game. Don't throw any sex toys on the field.
Well, that we can't guarantee.
Sage advice from Sarah Spain. Hey, it'll get you arrested now. We know what the limitations are. It will get you arrested. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Right, you do it, but do it at your own peril, okay? And maybe just wait until New England comes to town.
Or just remember what Stormy Daniels told Mike Rodak on Twitter. Why waste a good vibrator on the New England Patriots?
That's correct. Yeah. All right, that was awesome. Love having Sarah Spain on with us. Hope we get the chance to do that again soon. Here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. 454-ESPN is our phone number. 454-3776. Next in the sports bar, we serve up the day's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. We go around the league with NFL appetizers. Tonight's matchup, we haven't even whispered about Thursday night football. Gene, this is not the matchup the NFL anticipated.
No, this is crap tonight. All right. I mean, do you have a fantasy? If you have a fantasy person going tonight, I'm sorry.
Then you have problems.
You have real problems with your team.
Yeah. We'll get to that and more next. NFL appetizers on the way, and it's brought to you always by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. NFL appetizers next on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.